السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرا والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون
دنیا میں کسی بھی نظام کو چلانے کے لیے
حضور سیز دیٹ ان دی ورلڈ ان آرڈر ٹو رن اینی سسٹم دی منی دی فائنینس از ویری ویری اسینشل اٹس ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹو ہیو دی فائنینشیل بیک گراؤنڈ فائنینشیل بیکنگ ویدر اٹ از ورلڈلی سسٹم اور از اٹ ریلیجیس اور مورل سسٹم بٹ اٹ از اسینشیل so that along with the national and the social requirements the responsibility towards fellow beings could be discharged describing this principle Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says in one place that the beginning of the system of contribution is not from the beginning of this dispensation rather at the time of the financial need at the during the time of the prophets the contributions were collected there was a time when there was a certain small hint of regarding the financial contribution the whole money was put at the feet of the prophet the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam simply said that according to your means everybody should make a contribution and his intention was to see that how much everybody is going to bring and then he says that one person single person cannot do everything and when the help is given by the general public then it's very helpful and all the governments they are run with the finances and contributions and the difference is that the worldly governments they get this contribution by force by putting the tax and here we leave it to the discretion of the people and their choice by making contributions the faith increases and this is only done by the love and the devotion
chandon ka nizam raaj hai ye
So, in the Jamaat, the system of contribution which is present, which is established, that is based on this very principle, that to fulfill the Jamaat requirements, and for that purpose, the members of the Jamaat, they should make contributions and donations. In the financial system of contribution in the Jamaat, there are some obligatory contributions like zakat, the chanda contribution of wasiyat, and the general contribution, chanda aam and the jalsa salana. These are obligatory things, and there are some others along with that which are not obligatory as such.
زکوٰۃ کا جو نظام ہے یہ اسلام کے بنیادی ارکان میں
دی سسٹم آف زکوٰۃ حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دس از ون آف دی فنڈامنٹل پرنسپلز آف اسلام دا ہولی پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی یوز ٹو میک اسپیشل ارینجمنٹس فار دیٹ وین ہی واز کمانڈیڈ بائی اللہ اینڈ ان آرڈر ٹو ہیو دیز کنٹریبیوشنز آف زکوٰۃ ایون آفٹر ہز ڈیمائز when some people, despite the fact that they claim to be Muslims, they refuse to pay that, then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he received this contribution even by force. So those people who are, it is due for them to make it, then they must do it and must pay the zakat. And despite the obligation of this zakat and despite its payment, there were certain needs when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for those expeditions, he would make an appeal for extra contributions. And then in the Jamaat, as I said, there is a system of wasiyat, making the will. This contribution of the wasiyat is such an obligation, such a contribution which started with the start of this system. As everyone knows, there in 1905, under the instruction from Allah Almighty, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he started this system. And those who join this system, for everyone, for each one of them, it is made it obligatory that from 1/10 to 1/3 of his income and the property, he should make a will regarding his income and the property, and he makes a promise after making the will that throughout my life, I will continue to pay from 1/10 to 1/3, whatever one chooses according to one's conditions. Voluntarily he chooses, and the promise is that one should pay. And also after the death, within that prescribed rate of payment which one has offered from the estate, real estate or the property one leaves behind, one has to pay it. According to his promise, one has to pay. And he has to leave a will to his inheritors that they have to pay 1/10 of that or whatever he has decided. And it is expected from each musi, the person who has joined the system of al wasiyat, and it should be hoped that following the standard of piety and righteousness, he should be making this contribution from his income honestly and truly. And in this contribution and payment, he should not have any excuse at all. And generally the musis, they do not do like that. So every person, a musi who has joined the system of wasiyat, he should always analyze himself that he is, that God forbid, he is not following the principle of taqwa, and by not disclosing any source of income, our income which he has received, he may not be making a breach or committing a dishonesty in his commitment which he has made regarding this towards Allah Almighty. So all the Musis, male and female, and these are that group of people in the community of the contributors regarding whom it is believed and considered that they are always upholding to the people who are trying to achieve the high standards of righteousness, taqwa. And they are those who set up a high standard of sacrifices, financial sacrifices. And because they give a part of their income and also the property voluntarily, happily, for the sake of Allah Almighty, they offer that portion. And they are always keeping an eye over their income. And they are always trying to do so. They are the standards of their worship, they are always trying to raise that. Their moral standards, they are always trying to reform them in the best possible manner and to improve them. And in order to become a true mu'min and a believer, they are trying their best in every possible way available to them. And may it be so that every Musi, with the same feelings, with the same commitment, he is the one who has done the wasiyat and he is always trying to keep it up. And regarding the system of zakat, I have already mentioned. And then the chanda'am is there, the general contribution. This is also a contribution which goes in the jama'at, 1/16th of the income. And in the second khilafat, according to this rate, it was introduced at that time. This contribution is actually it was actually started during the time of the period of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding this, he has mentioned very strictly that people should make it obligatory upon them and they should pay it regularly on monthly basis, whether you make a contribution of a penny. But nobody should be under this misunderstanding that why 1/16th is fixed there. It should be clear, and one should take it very clear in his mind that according to the situation of a person, according to the situation, the number increased. First it was one penny, then it two pennies, and it went on increasing like that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in one place that in order to offer the financial sacrifice, if you are eating 4 loaves of bread, then you should sacrifice 1 loaf of bread for the sake of religion. So that would be the 25th of contribution. So it would not be 1/4 contribution, 25%. That would be more than 1/16th. So this is a sacrifice of 1 loaf is the minimum requirement of sacrifice. And when it is said that it is left to the people to their choice, that whatever they may like to contribute, they may. The demand is according to the needs of the community. And according to that it is made. And whatever expenses are needed, it is according to that. As the new programs are, new plans are there, and new tahrikat, new appeals are launched by the community, according to that, it goes. So therefore, despite all these things, despite all these contributions which are obligatory, whenever there is increase in expenses of the Jamaat, and whenever in the planning there was an expansion in the arrangements of the Jamaat, and in order to spread the true message of Islam, whenever Allah Almighty, when Allah Almighty sent the Imam of the Sage, He sent it him. And for this very noble purpose, whenever the need of the money was there, the finance was required, and the other contributions were not sufficient, then the Khulafa has been making a new appeals. Hazrat Khalifatul Musi Sani رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he started an appeal of Tahrik-e Jadid. When the enemies in Qadian, they declared and boasted that they are going to completely demolish each and every building in Qadian. And at that time he said that he presented a plan of preaching, that how the Jamaat is to expand its activities of tabligh, that we should go out of this country and going out to other countries. We have to present Ahmadiyyat, which is the true message of Islam. We have to spread that message. And then Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani also, after the establishment of Pakistan in 1957, he started a new scheme in which those people who have got some basic religious knowledge, and he required that the Jamaat should be offering such people, and it was not under any office, rather they should be working under directly under the supervision of the Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani. And the jobs of those people was to go to rural areas and to preach the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. So as through Tariq-e-Jadid, the missions were established in various parts of the world, through the Waqf-e-Jadid within the country in Pakistan at that time, the message was conveyed to various followers of various religions through the mullemeen, the teachers, who were directly under the supervision of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, and they were given the training, and the job of the tabligh was carried out in this way. And particularly in the area of Sindh, through the Waqf-e-Jadid was put into action there, and in among the Hindu people and other non-Muslims, the message of Islam, in order to convey the message of Islam, full effort was made, and a big job was done by the grace of Allah there. Anyway, this Tahriq of Waqf-e-Jadid, gradually it went on expanding and increasing. There were few mullemeen in the beginning, then their number increased. And after going through elementary simple courses for a few months, then they were sent into the field to work. And then there was arrangement of the education of these mullemeen. A well-organized system of mullemeen was there. And now, by the grace of Allah, there is a madrasa, there is a seminary, Madrasatul Hifz, the name is there, where mullemeen are, they have got a course for 3 years. And after the Waqf-e-Nau, then there is more expansion in this madrasa there. So this tahriq, as I said, it was generally speaking for Pakistan. And the contribution, the emphasis on the contribution was always given in Pakistan. The other countries, if they wanted to give or voluntarily, they would give. Otherwise, it was not for them. But as I said, with the increase of the requirements, then the Khulafa have been launching new appeals. So later on, when the expenses of tabligh, looking at them, and particularly in Africa and in some parts of India, in order to convey the message of Islam, in order to expand that, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, he expanded, enlarged the scope of this tahriq to other countries outside Pakistan. And the Jamaats, by the grace of Allah, they started taking part in it and participating in it very enthusiastically. And every year, we see that in January, the new year is announced every year. And the mention of the sacrifice in this tahriq is mentioned, and this is the blessing of Allah Almighty, that the members of the Jamaat, they have got a special zeal and dedication in order to increase in their standard of sacrifice. And Allah Almighty continues to ignite this desire in them. The members of the Jamaat, they try to understand the real significance of the monetary sacrifice, and they try to understand this commandment of Allah Almighty, which I have just mentioned, and I have recited in that verse, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in several places. A true believer, for a true believer, the significance of monetary sacrifice has been made it very clear in this verse. Allah Almighty says, the translation is, who is the one who is going to give a a goodly loan to Allah Almighty so that He should increase it for Him. And Allah Almighty is the one, sometime He expands the provision and sometime contracts it. And it is towards Allah Almighty that you are going to return. Hazrat Muslim Aud Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anho, from various dictionary, he has discussed the subject of qarz. And man allazi yuqrizullaha qarzan hasana, the meaning of that has been mentioned in this way, that who is there, who is that person who is going to a part of his income or money is going to offer in the way of Allah Almighty, and who is the one who is going to obey the commandments of Allah Almighty. In that case, in that case he is going to expect a reward from Allah Almighty. So in order to run the affairs of the worldly governments, the contributions or the taxes which are received, they are only confined to the taxes and the monetary contributions, and the worldly planning is made there for the betterment of the nation and the country. The work is done and for the general welfare of the and in order to improve their moral condition and to establish their relationship with Allah Almighty, there is nothing for that. But for the religious communities, for their requirements, the instruction that Allah Almighty says that you offer the financial sacrifices and give a loan to Allah, that is not only confined to financial sacrifices, but other good deeds are also included in that one. And they are helpful in the spiritual advancement of the believer. That is to say that for the sake of Allah Almighty, a mu'min, when he offers his wealth to Allah Almighty, and also he presents his good actions, and when this wealth and the actions are purified and they are in a pure form, they are presented to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty returns them increased manifold. This is His promise. Allah Almighty is not in need of anything at all.
مالی قربانی کے لیے اگر اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے تو وہ ایک مومن کو نیک کام.
Regarding financial sacrifice, Allah Almighty says that as a result of that, a person is granted nearness to Allah Almighty. And these deeds, when they are done for the sake of Allah Almighty, then they also grant the person nearness to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty didn't say that you give this qarza, this loan to me because I am in need. He says that give it for my sake and spend it for my sake so that I can increase it manifold and then return it back to you. So when you will sacrifice for the jamaat needs, then I will reward you for that. So when purely and for the sake of Allah Almighty you are going to spend the money, then in the heart of that person who is going to spend, at the time of his sacrifice, at the time of his making the sacrifice, there should be no miserliness or inhibition in his mind. One should be firmly rooted in this faith that for the sake of Allah Almighty I should be offering this sacrifice happily. And then this thought should never come to his mind that I have given that much sacrifice, therefore the Jamaat workers should be thankful to me, or the administration should be thankful to me. No doubt the Jamaat workers, they do thank the person who, whenever they make the contribution, and also on the receipt, the Jazakumullah, may Allah bless you, is written there. But the one who gives, he should think that he is not doing it any favor. He has gone into a contract with Allah Almighty to increase his wealth further. And this is such a contract which is not going to increase his wealth, but it will be counted as a good deed on his part, and it is going to be useful for him even after he passes away. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hadrat Mutarrif relates from his father that I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was reciting the Surah Al-Hakim Mutakasur. After reciting this chapter, he said that the Son of Man says that the wealth is my. O Son of Man, do you ever have anything which belongs to you except that which you eat and finish it away? Or you make use for your dress and then it becomes old? Or you have given some charity and sent it forth for tomorrow? So this is the whole nature of this wealth. Whatever you have eaten it up, that is gone. And whatever you have used on your suits and the clothes, and many people spend a lot of money on the clothes, and one day they will become old and they will finish. And after using for some time, even if they give it to somebody else, and so it is gone. He is no longer having it. And the money that you spend in having those clothes, that has gone to somebody else. But the one which is spent for the sake of Allah Almighty, and which is spent for the sake of that is actually the money which is sent forth for Allah, and which will be useful in the hereafter. And the one who has spent it, that would be counted as a good action from him. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he offered a goat, slaughtered a goat, and after that, when he came home, he asked, "Is there any part of the meat left?" He was told that just one shoulder of that goat is there. He said, "Actually, all the meat except that shoulder is saved. Whatever you have given in the way of Allah Almighty, that is going to be useful for you, and because Allah Almighty is going to accept that one." So whatever wealth, whatever money is the one who is spending the money, he should never ever think of this matter, that I have done any favor at all. Allah Almighty benefits that person in this life and also in the life to come. This is his promise. This worldly good loans, when a person give the loan, then the people return it the same. And sometimes they become very reluctant in returning the loan. But Allah Almighty returns it manifold, making it manifold more than that. So when you are spending in the way of Allah Almighty, then one should always give it thinking that I am giving this contribution and donation in the name of that person who is the creator of the heaven and the earth. If he is asking, he is not asking for himself, for his personal need, but he is asking for my benefit. It is for the benefit of the one who gives. And when in the name of Allah, for the progress of his community, Allah's community, one has to give, then one should give it happily, voluntarily, with all volition. And there should be no dishonesty at all. There should be no breaking of promise. Whatever is obligatory upon me, whatever I have promised, that I have to pay it. I should not give preference to my personal needs over that contribution which I have committed. And we have seen that this is also the meaning of that, that who is there, who is going to abide by the commandments of Allah Almighty, and then he hopes the reward from Allah Almighty. After making the financial contribution, a person's job is not finished. But after making the financial sacrifices, along with that, he should also keep an eye over his deeds and his actions. And one should continue thinking that I have to abide by the commandments of Allah Almighty for his sake. One has to a very firm relationship with the administration of the Jamaat. That is for Allah's sake. And Allah Almighty, how gracious and loving treatment is with his created one, that in order to have the welfare of that person and also to increase him in that his faith, when a person follows the commandments of Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty says that all these deeds you have performed for my sake, as if you have given me a loan. And now this loan, I am going to return it back to you manifold. So every action, every good deed that a person does, that Allah Almighty has described it as a karza hasana, a good loan that a person gives. And as such, it comes back to that person. This is the favor of Allah. This is the blessing. What a glorious is our Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that an ignorant person may say, Man zallazi yukrazullah karzan hasana? That who is the one who is going to give a loan to Allah? The meaning of that is that as if, God forbid, Allah Almighty is hungry. He is in need. This is the thinking of the ignorant person. This foolish person does not understand that where does it mention about being hungry? Where does it mention that Allah Almighty is hungry? That is why he is asking for a loan. The true meaning of the qarz and the loan here is that it is such a thing about which the promise is that it is going to be returned back to the person. That is the meaning of that. That the qarz and the loan is something about which there is a promise of returning it back. The ignorant person from himself he adds the concept of poverty from himself. Here the meaning of the loan is that who is there who is going to give the good deeds to Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty is going to give him the reward manifold. This behoves Allah Almighty. That this relationship of human being that is linked with Allah Almighty, and then this meaning is comes to our understanding. We understand this meaning that Allah Almighty, without any good deed, without any prayer, or without any supplication or asking, and without any discrimination between the believer and the non-believer, Allah Almighty is looking after the nourishment of everyone. So then the meaning of this only one. That Allah Almighty as a reward, any action which is done for His sake, then He returns the same manifold. This is the only meaning. And this is also the majesty of Allah, that the link between human beings and Allah, if you think over that, then you understand this point very clearly, that the virtue and the prayer and supplication, without that, without any discrimination between the believer and the non-believer, Allah Almighty is looking after the nourishment of all the people. Without asking, He is giving them. And this is Rububiyat and the Rahmaniyat. These are the two attributes, the blessings of that is being given to everyone. So how is going to waste away the good deeds of a believer when he does it? So when Allah Almighty is so kind in generally, then how is it possible that he is going to forget or let it go waste, the good deeds of the person? So Allah Almighty gives reward for each and everything, however small it may be. And whosoever is doing something wrong, then Allah Almighty is going to punish for that. This is the meaning of this word qarz, the loan, which is mentioned there. This is the true meaning which is established from this verse. That is why Allah Almighty says, "Man yukrazullah qarzan hasana," and the detail of that is in that verse, "Man yamal miskala zarratin khairin yara." That whosoever does a little bit, think he is going to have the reward of that. So when Allah Almighty does not leave a small job, a small deed without a reward. Every sacrifice which is done for the sake of Allah Almighty, how is going to leave that without reward and compensation? And this expansion in the wealth and the ability to perform good deeds, this is entirely all in the hand of Allah Almighty. Therefore, people should always be submitting to Allah Almighty. When Allah Almighty says, "Wallahu yakbizu wa yabsutu," that He contracts and withholds, and also He gives extensively. So in that case, a mu'min should always be having his eyes upon Allah Almighty and try to please Allah Almighty by performing good deeds, so that he should have affluence in wealth in this life, and also he is able to have the good deeds in this life, and similarly after the death, the pleasure of Allah Almighty should be his lot. This is the true meaning which should always be remembered by a true believer. And by the grace of Allah, in Ahmadis, there is a large number of such Ahmadis who always keep this point in mind. And may it be so that this passion and this feeling is always there, and it remains with us all the time. And as long as we have it, we will be recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. As I said, that after the migration to London, Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe felt that there is need of expansion in the Jamaat planning and activities, particularly in African countries and also in India. The tabligh and tarbiyat activities, for the expenses of that, there is a need of more contributions and donations. And from the general budget of the Jamaat, these expenses are not fully met. Then he extended the scope of Waqf-e Jadid to all other countries outside Pakistan, and particularly the rich communities and the well-to-do communities. He put the responsibility upon them that they should make contribution this and in this tahreek. And so accordingly, for the sake of Allah Almighty, the Jamaat immediately responded to this, and every year, by the grace of Allah, there is increase every year in their contribution towards this tahreek Waqf-e Jadid. These figures I am going to present at the end. By the grace of Allah, with the full participation in this tahreek, there is expansion in tabligh activities. Tahreek-e-Jadid's job is being done. It was being done before as well, but because of Waqf-e-Jadid, the contributions in Europe and Africa, particularly to further extend the activities, tabligh activities in Africa, these contributions are playing a big role. Nobody should think that that the people living in those countries, they are not making contributions for this purpose in African countries, just like other countries. The spirit of sacrifice is there in the members of the community, and it is by the grace of Allah increasing all the time. And by the grace of Allah Almighty, they try to cover their own expenses, particularly the Jamaats in India, particularly during the last 2-3 years, in financial sacrifices. They are paying very special attention to financial sacrifices during the last 2-3 years. Allah Almighty may increase their standards of financial sacrifices. Now I want to present before you some incidents from Africa, that the plans that we have and the various functions that we are doing there, and how the work is being done and how the people are paying attention to this. Jibril Sayyid Sahib has sent a report from Ghana that in the Jamaats of the new converts, there are 9 mosques under construction. This is the report for the last month. 2 mosques are complete. In new areas, 25 new mosques, the plan is there to build. And the people who have, the 30 imams of who have joined the community, the training course is being done for them. 48 youngsters have been selected from their places, and they are being trained to become the imams, and they would be sent back to their own areas after the training. So just like the Waqf-e Jadid, the Mollimins, they were given the training, and similarly the training of the Mollimins, they are called Mollim and also the Imam, so they are then sent back to their countries. In Sierra Leone, the Amir Sahib writes that Makini, it's the headquarter of the northern province. For a long time there was no mosque there, and therefore we used to offer the prayers in the veranda of the mission house, and some people used to go to the non-Ahmadi mosque, and only few people used to come for the Jummah, and because of, there was no mosque, some people go to elsewhere. But since we have got the mosque here, not only the Ahmadis have come back, but we have also got the new beds. And on the day of Friday, it is fully packed. And also the increase in the contribution is there because of the mosque. The number of the contribution, the standard of contribution has also increased. But now with the blessing of the mosque, While they have been reminded to perform other deeds, they are also there is an increase in their rate of contribution. And similarly, because of the construction of this mosque in Makini, regarding tabligh, by the grace of Allah Almighty, another strong community has been established, and we have also got a ready-made mosque there. And these people are regular in their contributions, and every day the training class is taken by the muallim there. So they made one mosque, and Allah Almighty gave the other one from him. The Amir of Uganda writes that in these 209 and 10, I told them, Huzur says, that 25 mosques should be built. They say that out of that, 10 mosques will be financed by the Jamaat Uganda, and for 15, 30 million shillings will be provided by the center. So the job has started, the work, and the new converts, they are full of zeal and dedication, and they are performing Wakari Amal. And these blocks they make themselves, and they are taking part in physically in the building of the mosque. And there are some other places in Kamoli zone, the permission for four mosques was there, and people are making contributions for that, and also in other places. In Ambale zone, a very generous person, $15,000 he has spent, and he has provided funds for the mosque, and loudspeaker arrangement is also there. So these people are now increasing in their standards of sacrifice. It is not that they are entirely depending on the sacrifices of these other countries. This generous person, about whom he said that now he is taking care of another big mosque there, and he has promised that every year he is going to build a new mosque every year. This is the spirit of sacrifice which is increasing. In Makono zone, he says that there are a team of five local Ahmadis, and the generous people, every year they take three mosques, the responsibility of three mosques, and take care of their construction. And when they are complete, then they take responsibility of other mosques. So now this good scheme, which started there, previously they used to depend on the markaz, now they have taken it in their hands and doing it themselves by the grace of Allah in Benin. Amir Sahib writes that in one region the opposition is very strong, and the opponents going to various places, they are inciting the people against Ahmadis. And wherever the Jamaat has not been able to their mosque, and they are giving them the promise of building a mosque, and they are and there is a campaign going from the financed by the Arab countries. And he says that in one place, Wangwa, the delegation of the mullahs came, and they started opposing the community. The members of the Jamaat, they stopped them, that we are Muslims for the last many, many years. So you never came to teach us the prayer and other things. And now the Ahmadis are here. You have come to misguide us. So when if the mosque is going to be built, that will be built of the Ahmadis. Congo, Brazil, there is a report from there. The missionary has sent the report that in 2009, in 51 villages, the Ahmadis were established, and 22 Jamaats were established. And this tabligh campaign which started, these are the results of that. And last year, we built the first mosque, and this year on the place of QC we are building the second one, which will be complete in a month, and the mosque will be built in other places as well. In the tabligh work, Huzur says that a lot of work is being done in countries, and the help is given from the center. Financial milk is help is given to them because they don't have their own finances. In Ghana, the north and the south, Jibrail Sayyid Sahib gives the report that in the southern Ghana, in two areas, the efforts of tabligh are going on. In the northern area, in Chiripuni and other areas, the team is working in tabligh and tarbiyat.
ایک علاقہ ہے ان کا اوورسیز.
اینڈ اپارٹ فرام دیٹ والے اینڈ ون ایریا از کالڈ اوورسیز اینڈ دیر آر 15 مولمین ہو آر ڈوئنگ تبلیغ اوور دیئر. دس نیم از ویری ساؤنڈز ویری اسٹرینج. And on the side of river Volta, the tabligh work is being done. And by the grace of Allah, 10 jamaats have been established. And there is a plan to send the tarbiyat team. It's worth mentioning regarding the overseas, he says, that this area is very open, very vast, and a very vast area, and so many villages are there, and the facilities are negligible. And transport difficulties there, and as because of this difficulty of transport, when the difficulties, the journey is very difficult, and that's why it is called overseas. When people go there, it looks as if they have come from a very, very long distance. Here, for the first time, in a place called Kokhua, 50 people joined the community, and apart from two families, Muslim families, all others are non-Muslims. Majority of them, they have been converted. And during this, our programs, when the day of Jummah came, and there was no mosque in the whole area, nobody has ever offered the Jummah, nobody led the Jummah prayer. So at that time, he says that for the first time, under the tree, I led the Jummah prayer. And in this far-off place, for the first time, because of the blessing of Ahmadiyya, the Jummah prayer has been offered, and now we have got a plan to build a mosque here, and very soon it will be started. Congo, Brazil, from there the report is that our TV programs, through the question answer sessions, which continues, radio and TV programs are there. An atheist said that I don't understand the concept of God is. If you explain to me, then I will become Muslims. So then Allah Almighty, by the grace of Allah Almighty, within half an hour, we explained to him that God exists. And in that big crowd, he announced that today, no missionary was able to explain this subject to me, that now the missionary of the Muslim has satisfied me, and today I become Muslim. I accept Islam today. Similarly, one mullim, out of those mullimins who are working there, he went to a house for tabligh, and he said that I have brought a message of Islam. When he heard the name of Islam, he became very furious and started using harsh words, and people came, and the mullim said that whatever you may think, but at least you listen to me once. People said, okay, let's listen. What does he say? And Maulim first, he refuted their wrong beliefs of the Christian from the Bible, and then told them the teaching of Islam. And at that time, he kept quiet. But the second day, he came to Maulim, and he apologized, whatever I did that was wrong. Now I have understood your message correctly. In Nigeria, the work of tabligh is being done. Many imams are doing the work of tabligh. Mullimeen are also doing the work of tabligh. Kinshasa, a lot of work is being done there. And in far-off areas, the message of Islam is being conveyed, and they are trying to build the mosques as well. In Burkina Faso, Amir Sahib says that regarding radio, there is another incident in December. There is a gentleman, he was 85. He came to the Ahmadiyya Mission, and he said that he has come to do the bath. He was listening to this radio for a long time, and he is advanced in age, and that's why he wants to do the bath now. And on 10th of December, he did the bath. And later on, 40 people came to the mission house, and they joined the community. And they all said that through the radio, they have got this message of Islam has reached them. Another missionary writes that he was distributing review of religions in a village on which the picture of the promised Messiah was there. When he presented this magazine, gave to somebody, then when he looked at the picture, then he said that this I have seen this man in my dream many times. Then the missionary told that he is the fond of the community and the promised Messiah. He immediately joined the community. So a lot of other examples are like this. Now the time is very limited. I would like to mention something about Waqf-e Jadeed and the report which is presented normally. I would like to present that report in front of you. By presenting this report, I also announce the new year. Allah Almighty may bless this new year as well, full of blessings, make it full of blessings, and enable the Jamaat to make sacrifices more than ever before. This year, by the grace of Allah, this was the 52nd year which completed. 3,521,000 pounds sacrifice has been offered, which is an increase of 345,000 pounds. Pakistan, as previous years, is number one. By the grace of Allah, they are making sacrifices despite the poverty and the condition. And there are 8,000 people who have joined in this Waqf-e Jadeed. America is number two, and $62,000 dollar the increase is there, and Britain is number three. This year, 108,000 pound increase is there as compared with last year, and the people who have joined more, they are 2,000. America and Britain, they are two and three. In America and Britain, they are paying attention to the construction of the mosque. But in one respect, I feel that the UK is actually number two. And that is that in America, there are some people at the end of the year, they make large donations to make up the deficiency. And as a result of that, they have been able to a few thousands pounds or dollars, they are more. But generally, looking at the reports, it appears that the people who have the attention to recruit more people, that effort has been done more by UK. And and the effort that they have done, that is worthy of praise. And if we exclude those 5-6 people who have made extraordinary sacrifice, then in that case Britain would be number two. And it is a benefit of those 5-6 people in America, that's useful no doubt, but it appears that the system in America that has not really paid attention as it should be, as it has been done in Britain. Therefore, I hope that next year, in this respect as well, Britain will take the lead. Maybe they are going to from the third position, going to the second. And number four is Germany. Last year, they lost their fourth position. They lost, and this year, 109,000 euro has been increased. Canada is number five. And in Daftar Atfal, the number of participating children is outstanding. Britain, India is, they have increased 2,900,000 rupees. As I said, they are increasing in their financial sacrifices. Now, by the grace of Allah, they are coming up. Seventh is Indonesia, eighth is Australia. They have come up to eighth position from 10th. Ninth is Belgium. 10th is France and Switzerland. Currency ke lihaz se guzashta sa local currency mein agar dekha jaye, according to currency, the last year If you see in the contribution in the local currency as compared with last year, the five Jamaats who have increased in their contribution, Australia, 48% increases there. India has increased as 47.5%, Germany 26.6%, and Britain 20.1%, and Belgium is 12.5%. That is the increase rate. And per person contribution, America is number one, £77. And as I said, there are some people, very rich people, who make increasing contributions. France is number two, £43. Britain is 38, or nearly 39. Switzerland is number four, and Canada is number five. In Africa, according to collective contribution, the five communities, number one is Ghana, number two Nigeria, number three Mauritius, number four is Burkina Faso. This is worthy of praise in this respect, that the number of the participant contributors, that is more than 43%. This is what I said, that the spirit of sacrifice should be created among the newcomers and also the children. And in this respect, a special effort has been done in Burkina Faso. And number five is Benin. And there are so many other countries. They are also working very hard in Africa. The people who are... the number has increased to 573,000. And more than 36,000 people have joined more.
Pakistan mein chande ke lihaz se atfal aur balghan ka level
in Pakistan the atfal and the adults they keep a separate account, and in special effort is done in Pakistan. It is very essential to present this report regarding the adults. The first three communities are, first is Lahore, second Karachi, number third is Rabwa. And in adults, the first 10 districts are Sialkot, number two Rawalpindi, Islamabad, Faisalabad, Sheikhupura, number six is Gujranwala, seventh Multan, eighth is Sargodha, nine is Dinga, and 10 is Umarkot. And in Atfal, the first Jamaat is Karachi, second is Lahore, third is Rabwa. And the first 10 districts are Sialkot, number two Islamabad, Rawalpindi, Sheikhupura, Gujranwala, Faisalabad, Narowal, Sargodha, Gujarat, and Bahawalnagar.
مجموعی وصولی کے لحاظ سے امریکہ کی پہلی پانچ جماعتیں نمبر ایک سلیکون ویلی دو لاس اینجلس ایسٹ
دی فسٹ فائیو کمیونٹیز از سلیکون ویلی اینڈ
اور برطانیہ کی
پہلی اینڈ ففتھ از لاس اینجلس
یہ رعایتی ان کی باقیوں کو پانچ پانچ کو رکھا ہے آپ کو دس رکھتی ہے
دی فسٹ ٹین جماعت
مسجد بیت الفضل
In Masjid Fazal, Wooster Park, Sutton, New Malden, Sutton, West Hill, Tooting, Inner Park, Bethel Futu, 9 is Surbiton, 7th is Southeast London. From regions, London region is 1st, Midland 2nd, North East is 3rd. These are the comparative figures which are presented just to tell you that these are the sacrifices. Actually, the believers, they make these sacrifices for the getting the outstanding Jamaats in Germany, Hamburg, Grossgrau, Frankfurt, Mainz, Wiesbaden and Darmstadt. In Canada, as I said, they have separate arrangements for adults and children. From the adults, there are five communities on the top, Markham, Brampton, Springdale, Ottawa, Toronto Central, and Calgary Southwest. These are. And regarding Athwal, there are the five Jama: Barrie, Markham, Western Islington, Western South, Western Northeast. So Allah Almighty accept the sacrifices of all those people who have offered these sacrifices and bless their persons and their wealth, and also increase them in their faith. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this obligation is common to all, and it is obligatory upon all, so that in this very dangerous period of time, which this very delicate relationship of a person with Allah Almighty, which is shaking this relationship very furiously, one should be taking, one should be worried about their good end, and those good deeds upon which the salvation depends. People should try to do so by offering their precious wealth, and they should be afraid of this unchanging law of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you cannot get to the real essence of the sacrifice unless you sacrifice in the way of Allah Almighty that property and that wealth which is really beloved to you. Allah Almighty enable us to always perform the good deeds and for the sacrifices, and we should always be ready to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty through these sacrifices. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the mission for which he was came, we should always be working hard to further expand this mission. Today there is a sad news as well, and An Ahmadi in Lahore, Professor retired Muhammad Yusuf Sahib, son of Mia Imamuddin Sahib, in the morning of 5th of January, there was a general store next to his residence. He was sitting there, and at 8:15, two masked motorcyclists came. They came and they fired upon him. The son came out, and he was injured very profusely. He was taken to the hospital, but on the way he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He was 65 years old, this Shaheed. And in this area there was opposition going on, and the Maulvis, they were putting up some banners and distributing leaflets. They were inciting against Ahmadis. And for the sadr of this Jamaat, he was working for last 20 years. For 3 years, he was Zaim Ansarullah. Twice he was taken prisoners in the sake of Allah. He was a very civilized person. He was a master's in Punjabi and M.Ed. He was teaching. Teacher by profession. He was a senior science teacher in Lahore. In Government High School in Shadra, he was science teacher. Senior headmaster was there. He was a principal in one place in Muridke. And after retirement, he also opened a school of his own. He was very kind. He was the only one in his family. He was very steadfast all the time. He not only acted upon each and every commandment of the Khalifa of the time, but also he exhorted his, he trained his progeny as well. They were all attached to the institution of Khilafat. He was a Musi, and the whole progeny, all children, they are also member. He has left behind he has left his wife, one daughter, and four sons. After the prayers, I will be leading his namaz-e-janaza in absentia. May Allah give comfort and solace to the family members, and raise his standard in paradise, and also Allah Almighty give him the place in the feet of his beloved one in paradise.
الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر